For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get a weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, all that good stuff. And of course, I think we have a lot to talk about again and again, Haley.
Every week.
Yes.
You say that. Yep.
Yes, okay. Because it's true. It's a true statement. So
true
If you are tuning in and you haven't tuned in before, welcome. And if you haven't yet, don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, give us a follow wherever you're tuning in, because we are pretty much available on all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes.
And you can send us a DM on Instagram if you want to chat K-pop with us or check out our concert videos.
Yes. Good job, Haley. And we do have a lot to cover, including some comebacks, ZB1 and Rise included in that ish. NXD, which is actually another new group. Of course, we are going to talk about Coachella weekend one. There's a lot of chaos, a lot of interesting stuff coming in and out of just that weekend alone.
Drama.
For K-pop. Drama, of course. We're going to also talk a little bit of, well, especially, you know, ATEEZ and Le Sserafim, right? TXT, Blackpink are a couple things we'll cover as well. And at the end, as always, Haley has her BTS and Stray Kids. Because there's actually stuff going on for both of them, as always. So I think with that in mind, everyone buckle in. I hope you drank your water, because won't be having a... Actually, maybe we'll give you a water break a little bit before we talk about Coachella. But let's begin, Haley. Comebacks. We did get a few that we talked about already, like April 17th, which... actually, you know how it is. So whenever we talk about the dates, it's basically a day before, because we live in the future here in the U.S. as our time is kind of before Korea. So technically in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Islet had Lucky Girl Syndrome music video.
Mm-hmm.
I like that song too. What did you think? We checked it out. We watched it too.
Well, I like all their songs.
Yes. I liked it too. I liked the colors and the concept and all that stuff. But you have a note here, Haley, about eyebrows.
Oh, yes. I am an eyebrow person, I guess. Because with all the different hair colors I do, I try to match it with my hair colors. If it's light, my eyebrows will be light. If my hair is more dark, it's going to be like the natural brown color. But what I noticed for them, they all have dark black hair.
Yes.
But why
none of them
have
colored.
Why are their eyebrows fucking blonde? Or like light brown?
Not all of them though,
not
right?
Not all of them. It was mainly like, I think it was Yuna.
Uh-huh.
And Wonhee? Wonhee?
Uh-huh.
If I can remember. I think there was someone else, but I just was like, why are their eyebrows brown? Like light brown.
It looks super like weird to you? Like it was
it
like too
looked,
much?
It almost looked like they had no eyebrows.
So, oh, okay. So it is even, yeah, that's... I mean, for sure, like, I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Yeah, Yuna, seems like her, like, eyebrows are really thin, but it's just because it's colored?
Well, it's, like, light brown. I think they bleached them. I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird doing that.
It's
kind of weird, you're right, like, putting that against, like, black hair, like, dark hair. Because theirs are all black.
Right. I mean, I know sometimes I see the opposite of that for... Hyunjin, for instance, or even like Felix, when they have blonde hair, they have their natural dark eyebrows, which it doesn't look as bad for some reason, but the opposite, it kind of looks weird. Because, yeah,
it's more
like,
noticeable.
It looks like they have no eyebrows.
Oh, no. I'm like thinking of all those anime characters that are like just like they just have eyelids and no eyebrows.
Yeah.
But most of those are like weird guys, like those big dudes, like. at like Super Saiyan 4, Goku, or 3. It was just something
that I noticed when I was watching the music video. I was like, where are their eyebrows?
Right. Yeah, now I'm like stuck with Super Saiyan 3 Goku image in my head, but dressed as Eyelet. Okay, we must move on before this gets too stuck in my head. let's see, April 18th, which obviously is 17th, which is obviously means this is released already by the time this podcast is even out. Rise. Looks like their first mini album is still coming in June, but I guess they're going to have another music video.
Mm-hmm.
Impossible. So that's going to be coming out already. We haven't checked it out yet, though.
Is it? It's not out yet. What's the date today?
Well, remember, we live in the future. So it's the 18th, so that means it might be out.
Oh, it might be out. Damn it. Okay, I haven't checked anything from
Damn it.
I'll watch it right after this.
Because also on April 18th is NXD. It's a pre-debut. And Haley and I did watch it. Oh, shit.
So that means Rise's thing is out then.
Called Jump.
Yes. And actually, the song is really good.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. I think it's really catchy.
It is very catchy. And then
NXD. So it's a boy group. I think it was five members.
Five guys. And then
Not the burger place. Okay. Good job, Haley.
And NXD. So like, because obviously I don't know anything about them. Joko was the one that found them and then was like, hey, you should listen to this song because it sounds really good. So we watched it right before.
Pretty catchy.
So there's five guys, and then I had to, like, look into their company, because I wanted to see where they're from. It's RBW, which stands for Rainbow Bridge World. And also, I was like, wait, do they have other groups under that company? And they do, and they're all groups that I kind of know.
So they're not. It's not actually a small company, come to find out.
They have Mamamoo, Kara, B1A4.
Are these like OGs? Because I don't recognize B1A4.
B1A4. They were so... I was really obsessed with them back in the day. And their name is pretty interesting because it's their blood types.
Oh. So one of them is B?
Yeah. And the other ones
four are A?
Yeah.
Interesting. Isn't that crazy? Oh, that's actually cool.
And then there's Oh My Girl Card.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. RBW, huh?
ONF? ONF.
I forgot what it was.
Oneness, One Wee, Purple
Kiss. One Wee Wee.
Purple Kiss, Young Posse.
Posse? Young Posse.
Posse.
Oh, is that how you guys say in Australia? I got a posse. Okay.
Posse, not posse.
And then Cheon.
Yes. So, yeah, I mean, we checked their it's a pre-debut song.
Yes.
So they haven't debuted yet.
This is a sampler, teaser kind of thing, I guess you could think of it that way.
Sounds promising.
They sound pretty good.
And
then it's crazy because, yeah, they actually have a lot of, you know, groups that we've heard of. So it's not like they're just a nobody. Because I was thinking like, oh, maybe it's like Stacey, like we know High Up. And Stacey has really good songs, and we like Stacey a lot. But
right.
But their company, like, they really have a good track record already. They have, like, some artists that are pretty well known.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
NXT stands for Next Identity. You know, K-pop groups and their, like, acronyms.
Horrible.
They love them.
Next Identity should just be, like, N-I.
Well, look at to us.
No, I know. I know. I'm just saying.
There were worse ones back in the day.
I know.
It's
always, they just pick the ones that they want. Still, even Bangtan Boys. It's like, still, I don't. The S.
Bangtan Boys.
It shouldn't have BTB, but then you'll be too close to B2B. Right. So, yes.
It's because I think it's like Bangtan Songyeondan.
Oh, Songyeondan. That's right.
Which means bulletproof.
That's true. Never mind. That's true.
Yes. So that one kind of makes sense.
I forgot. I keep thinking about it just like Bangtan Boys, but you're right.
Songyeondan. Yes.
Sondongnam. Her favorite other Korean restaurant.
Yeah.
Also, let's see. Moving on from April 18th, we skip forward actually a little bit. April 23rd, Yuki. I will call her Yuki, okay? G-Idol's Yuki.
Yes.
Her first mini album is going to release Yuki, like the Y-U-Q, but then the number one for the I. And the title track will be Freak for that one. The day after that, April 24th, Haley, we got some stuff that I think pertains more so to you.
Ah, yes, my other boy group. ZB1! They are dropping their... Oh, no. They have already started dropping their concept photos for their upcoming single called Sweat.
Ooh. Wow. Wonder what's going to happen in that.
So, yeah, that comes out on April 24th, like Joko said, I think. And then the theme seems to be very summer because they are holding surfboards and, like, at the beach. And it seems very, like, ooh, summery vibe.
Are they topless, Haley?
No, they're not.
So what are they wearing?
Shirts.
Okay.
You know, I don't think they're going to be topless. But yeah, I mean, I like all of ZB1's music also. So I'm excited to hear like their summery vibes for this single.
And I hope they have like summer. Do you think it's going to be like Beach Boys?
I have no idea.
The Beach Boys. That'd be cool.
But their actual like third mini album is coming out in May. So we still have like another month. May 13th. You had me at hello. Yes.
Oh, that's the name of the... Is that the album name? Mm-hmm, you had me at hello? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
It's cute.
That's coming up. Also, well, I don't actually have a date for this specific artist, but I'm not sure if any of you have seen the K-drama Hide. One of the songs had a rookie solo singer debut. That rookie singer name is called... goes by Gyuna. So like Hyuna except with a G, right? Mm-hmm. And come to find out, so Gyuna is actually Danielle from New Jeans' biological sister. I think it's her older sister. Mm. And her name is Olivia Marsh, because we know Danielle Marsh. So there you go. Just a fun fact right there.
Why is it called Gyuna?
You need to ask Olivia Marsh or Danielle. Okay. So I can't answer that. Let's see. Baby Monster. They're going to actually have a fan meet. Mm-hmm. And of course, it's all in Asia, Haley.
Of course, I mean, come on. What do you expect?
Somehow, I'm still shocked that RIZE is having something here in LA.
Yes, let's not question that.
Okay, right. Well, I mean, at this point, like, it's okay because we have tickets.
That's true. SM.
So thank you, SM, for feeding us here in the States.
Except for not giving us Shiny.
They're probably like it's too far too gone already. Too late. But yeah, Baby Monster is going to be going around Asia for their first ever fan meet 2024. Going from Tokyo, Jakarta, Singapore, Taipei, and of course, Bangkok. You know, they have the Thai members, of course. So that'd be cool. Check them out. Hopefully, if they're stopping by any of your areas. Get it? In your area? YG?
Okay.
YG? Yes. The connection? Okay. And also, there's like some crazy news that dropped. Hopefully, she feels and is doing better. We're talking about Winter from aespa, because apparently Winter, like all of a sudden, like news just dropped that she's recovering from surgery from a quote unquote procedure for a pneumothorax, which is that's fucking nuts. That's like that's a
collapsed lung.
That's a medical damn emergency. So yeah. It's crazy enough that they just dropped it like, oh, she's just recovering from pneumothorax procedure.
They probably rush her.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I wonder what happened. That's like really scary. I don't know if it's like spontaneous or like, you know, maybe she's a little fragile, of course. And I don't know, like maybe she got super tired, like I don't know, worked out too much or like, you know, too intense, like the dance. I don't know. But a pneumothorax is crazy to think about.
Right.
It's like me and Haley, like our PTSD from nursing.
Yeah.
Like it's just like, oh my God.
She's going to have those chest tubes.
Easily. Mm-hmm. She has a chest tube and all that shit. So it's like, That's super scary. Plus, remember, I think an episode or two ago that they just like announced a tour.
Right.
So it's like, oh shit. Hopefully everything will be fine. Cause I mean, that's part, like she kind of needs lungs to not just live, but to like sing and everything. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of, you know, like what they do as K-pop idols. Mm-hmm. So. Hoping for a speedy recovery and something like that to not happen again. Mm-hmm. So, like, prayers out to Winter. But it's crazy enough and funny enough that, like, I feel like even with that happening, it's just aespa is still just dropping nonstop.
Of
like,
course. I mean, didn't she have a video?
Yeah, like, she had, like, these commercials and videos, and they're just posting her and then, like, her, like, dance stuff and, like, funny shit with her and Karina still doing, like, all this goofy, funny, like viral stuff, like dances, and
hopefully like, these are like old.
I hope so too.
Not like, now. I hope it's supposed not, to be recovering.
I hope so too. I think it probably is, but yeah. So hopefully she gets better, and hopefully we can see them sometime this year as well. That'd be really cool if they come to KCON. Not gonna lie. I mean, KCON has given us Rise, and we've got a lot of NCT.
That's true.
So there's hope. You know, like Wavy from NCT. So I mean, there's hope. I feel like. And let's see. Well, let's talk about YG's aespa. I shouldn't even say that. It should be more like SM is SM's or aespa is SM's Blackpink.
Yes,
right?
They are.
Blackpink. Let's talk about them because Lisa. She was also at Coachella, first of all.
Yes, partying it up.
She's partying it up. I think I have some notes about her at Coachella in a little bit too. But it's funny because it's like no one knew that she was going to be there for Coachella. She didn't perform.
Mm-hmm.
She was just there like as an attendee. And she looked like she had a great time, right, to be honest. And then like, because I think she posted something after she signed with RCA. She took a picture somewhere and I forgot where exactly. It was like some stadium or something. Mm. And then I was like, that stadium sounds familiar. I looked it up on Google Maps, and it was like in Palm Springs.
As soon as I
saw that in Palm Springs, she's going Coachella. Yeah. She posted that picture, I think, like a few days before, like the week of Coachella, right? Mm-hmm. A few days before Coachella started. So I was like, she's 100%. No doubt in my mind. And she ended up going. Let's see. She also happened, maybe this is why she's been here too, she happened to purchase a nice, huge, lavish mansion in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
Worth about $4 million, 3.95 if you want to be more specific, but let's round up because that means nothing to them.
Exactly.
$4 million Beverly Hills house. So damn, she's gonna be kind of our neighbor in LA County.
That's true. That she must like LA a lot to have like a freaking mansion here,
or at least come here enough.
Right.
But it's crazy because I think I didn't post it on any of our stuff, but I saw a video of I guess it's kind of like the layout of her house, which is kind of weird enough that they have that, but maybe it was like something like released publicly when they're trying to find
like a buyer.
Yeah, no, not even that. It's like a video of like a walkthrough.
Okay, yeah.
So that was the house is really nice. Wherever she ends up, she's gonna
$4 million. It better be nice.
But wherever in Beverly Hills that is. So our plan is to we're gonna start quote unquote hiking. You know, and hopefully, quote unquote, accidentally running into her while we're hiking in Beverly Hills,
sure,
right?
Because
we'll just
we hike.
Do strolls, you know, like, you know, brisk walks, jogging, some light jogging.
This is never going to happen because we never fucking hike.
And then
and we never go to
we'll
Beverly
accidentally
Hills.
Run into her and we become best friends with her.
Sure.
Perfect plan, right?
Yes.
It's all coming together.
Maybe when we pick up our sprinkles cupcakes
yes.
in Beverly Hills,
you're right.
We'll see her.
Ooh, I
just
like your plan.
Joking.
No, it's okay. It's all coming together. So she's going to be here. She's going to be one of our neighbors here in LA County. Rose. So she actually has been like busy with pop-ups and photo calls. And she was like doing a lot of different things, but the big part of that is when she's been posted everywhere. She even did selfies of herself, right? Mm-hmm. She has a new hairstyle, like the slight wave.
Oh, well, they curled her
hair. They curled her a little
bit.
She looks really good. I thought she was so gorgeous, like in that hairstyle. What do you think, Haley? Is she's kind of like your fellow, like Aussie-ish?
Well, yeah, she's always pretty to me. I mean, what can I say? She's Rosé.
So she's been looking good, and it's just like, I was like, damn. And it made me think, I'm like, did she ever, did we ever come to conclusion with a fan name for, like,
no,
her fandom?
No, she never freaking got back to us.
Yeah, so we have no fandom thing. Maybe she's just been busy, but
it should be Petals.
Petals, Posies. Mm-hmm. We gave all that. Like, yeah. She still hasn't said anything. Hopefully we get something soon because I was still kind of curious about what we're gonna be called. We're nameless.
We are
the nameless right now. Isn't that like Honkai Star Rail? Aren't we called nameless? Yeah, we're the nameless also.
Are we?
In Star Rail, yeah, the Trailblazers.
That's true.
Yeah, nameless. We are the nameless. Also like doing like other PR and like photo call events and Chaeyoung and Mina from Twice. We're both at like this H&M collaboration event, and they've been like flooding my like algorithm because they both look so good. Like everyone's in love with Che right now because of like the glow up,
right?
And Mina's just Mina. Everyone just loves Mina, so it's like the perfect combo right there. It's cool that they like, and they were like answering questions and stuff. But it's like it's nice to see that, you know, all of them are still like active, doing a lot of different things. I feel like I don't even have notes of this, but I think I saw like Nayeon is busy doing some like type of, I mean, she's going to have her comeback soon, but she's like doing promotions and ads. Like all of them are busy. I think I saw like an ad for like Jihyo. She's doing something too. It's just all of them are super busy. And of course we know like freaking Sana, which I haven't even watched a lot of the episodes yet. She's a host, right? From that fridge thing.
Fridge,
the one that Dex from Singles Inferno was hosting. She's like the host right now. So I need to check all that out. There's a lot to catch up on because there's just too much in the K-pop world, right? Let's see. Moving on. We before we get that water break, we will talk about TXT. Because, Haley, where did you see some TXT?
On cereal boxes.
Like,
what? Random.
What the heck? What is it going? Is this a collaboration? Is this Kellogg's or General Mills or something?
It's General Mills, it seems like it. So TXT can be found on your favorite cereal boxes, like Reese's.
Ooh, that's you. That's you, for
Reese's
sure.
Reese's Puffs, which has, like, all the members on it, and then each individual member has a different cereal, which
that's kind of cool.
They'll be on the front for.
So you pick your bias photo card by picking your, there's no actual photo
card.
There's
no photo card.
It's just a giant photo card.
Man, they should have made photo cards. Can you imagine if they were,
with
like,
Reese's
holding the
cereal? That's what I'm saying. It's
that'd
what
be
a
amazing.
That would increase sales by thousands, millions.
But then, can you imagine? Oh, but they probably have to, like, keep it behind the counter or something. Because I was like, can you imagine people just fucking opening all those cereal boxes?
100%.
Because people suck here. Like, because if they're going to steal from albums at Target, they will definitely steal from, like, the
you
cereal
boxes. You will see every Reese's Puff open. The box when you get to it.
But that would have been cool. So, like, so far, I think Kai is on the Cinnamon Toast Crunch box. Bomgyu is on Lucky Charms. I think the last one I saw was Yeonjun is on Cookie Crisps, and I haven't seen the other ones yet, but basically people have been tracking them down to see which member is on each, on what box of cereal.
Well, I know I'm not like a Hyun Kai like bias as much as we like
but
him.
But that's your favorite.
But I'm a bias of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's 100%.
Like, he has the best
That
one.
Is the best cereal.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's pretty cool though. That's such a random... I mean,
it is random.
It's a random collab, but at the same time, it's kind of neat to see.
Right.
And no matter what, if you're like a K-pop bias stan, you'll grab one box, especially if you're a MOA.
I mean, it's pretty cool that they have this in the U.S. because I feel like all these food collabs are in Asia because, you know, Blackpink had Oreos.
But they got photo cards.
They did. And Twice had the Oishi snacks from...
But they had photo
cards. I know. America can't be trusted with that stuff.
We ruined it for ourselves, basically.
Yes, exactly.
But, yeah, that's still cool, though. Like, even if, like, Twice or, like... If New Jeans dropped, like, a cereal collab or cook for, like, some type of cookies, I would buy it. Shit.
Stray Kids even did the one for Ultra Milk in Indonesia, and they had photo cards, too.
Oh, shit. See?
Yeah.
We just ruined it for ourselves.
I mean, you do
we
it
suck.
To yourself.
We suck. But that's pretty cool, though, in general, to see, like, K-pop on food here in the U.S. Because
right.
It might be more common in Asia, because we see, like, you know, like, when you go to all these Asian, What is Don Quixote technically considered? Like, what
a
kind of
supermarket?
Is it really just a supermarket? Or, this like has to be like a general store. I don't freaking know.
A general store.
So like, I mean, like those kind of shops and stores, especially like if they have like makeup and everything.
Yeah,
it's crazy because in Asia you will see K-pop like idols everywhere.
Yeah,
they're like the normal models compared to like, you know, here we just see models that we don't that are like nameless to us, right? But they're the models, the K-pop idols. So, like, I don't know any of their names unless it's like a celebrity,
right,
basically,
celebrity,
to be honest.
Exactly,
but, like,
yeah.
Most of the time it's just, you know, like actual, like, professional models.
Yeah, that's true.
But instead of the professional models, they have, like, remember, like, every time I think about it, I think about when we went to Don Quixote in Japan, and literally when Haley is in the makeup session, like, the cosmetic section, I was just browsing around because I got lost. In terms of like seeing all these K-pop, I was like, oh my god, Sana, oh my god, Jihyo, oh my god, like everyone
New
from ITZY, New Jeans is there. Like, I was just looking at all the products, and over half of it is just like actual K-pop idols.
Yeah, he took like 50
Blackpink
off those fucking New Jeans
colored contacts. Just because New Jeans is there.
I was like, you don't need 50 of those.
Do I? I need 100. You're right. So yeah, that's interesting. That's how it's always nice to travel because you get to see all this like crazy stuff like that we don't see here. At least we have cereal now.
Yeah.
Slowly. Okay, Haley, I think it's time for a water break, a bathroom break. If you need to take one really quick, go for it. And I will just remind everyone that you're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursdays we got new episodes. We talk a lot about K-pop. And don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We are available on all podcast streaming platforms. Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Yes.
Yes, perfect. Okay, let's move on to Coachella. I feel like there's a lot to talk about Coachella.
Right. Aside from us, FOMO still? You better not say yes.
I have. Okay, it's a very tiny ounce. Yeah. But at the same time, after seeing the crowds again, it reminded me, like, it's only FOMO if you're like, I don't even know. Because it's like, you'd have to be there, like,
yeah,
first thing in the morning. Oh, yeah. It's not even fun.
Because, I mean, I did see videos of ATEENY and then, like, Fear Not. They were there super early, and then you had to run to barricade to seal your spot. And basically, you're there the whole fucking day until, then, like, 10:45 at night.
Then you got to put a Foley catheter in yourself so you could pee and or shit your pants, basically.
Cause... I mean, supposedly people were saying that everyone on Barricade was nice because it was like all the K-pop fans, and they would take turns to, like,
yeah, I get it. Right, yeah, like oh, you need a bathroom, go for it.
To go get food.
Yeah, because you need to. You're in the middle of the desert, first of all. If you don't realize this, yeah, that whole area, Palm Springs, is the fucking desert. So it's like, it's gonna be either super cold or super hot. I know you're right. Under a tent, luckily, for the for that specific that stage that they're gonna be performing in. Thank God, right?
Yeah, thank goodness.
But still in general, you're still like in the wilderness kind of thing. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to stay hydrated and all that stuff. So, but yeah, Coachella, that's what Coachella has been and is for years. Mm-hmm. I probably said this multiple times, but the last time I went to Coachella was like in 2010 or something. Mm-hmm. It's been a long time, and there was zero K-pop when I went.
No.
And it's like there's no influencers and shit,
no,
right?
No, there's nothing.
People are like,
you just
don't
go there for the music.
You go there for the music and the experience and all that. But now it's a different world we live in today, different priorities and everything.
It's like, what were people posting on back then? Facebook?
Yeah, probably. Instagram was out, but like I don't think as popular, huge. No. Mm-hmm. Because I don't even think I have maybe like two pictures or three or four pictures from Coachella back in the day.
Yeah,
but I have to scroll super far back. But anyways, enough about me. Let's talk about K-pop, because at Coachella, weekend one just finished, mm-hmm. which means weekend two is coming up. I'm not even sure. Are they streaming weekend two?
I have no idea. I haven't checked that.
They should. I'm assuming they will. But yeah, so if you are not at Coachella, you could stream it because they have all the stages streamable through YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you could check out, just look at the schedule, just Google that up, and then whatever artists you want to see, you can at least get an idea, because they have different channels for different stages mm-hmm. on YouTube when you search it up. It's pretty straightforward. So yeah, we didn't go to Coachella. We watched the streams, mm-hmm. but we did go to a Coachella event. We went to Hello 82. It was out of nowhere. We literally went before we did our taxes.
Yeah.
Because we was like on the way, and I was like, oh, might as well check it out.
Thankfully, there was like no line, no people when we went.
When we went, right. Because it was crazy when the event started.
Yeah, it was packed. Like, you had to wait a while.
When we got there, we just literally came in. They still had the Seraphim photo cards. Mm-hmm. We were able to get one. Haley pulled for me.
Yes.
A Yunjin. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I pulled
Chaewon.
And everyone knows how the Chaewon stonks are up.
Well, even everyone loves her.
Everyone loves Chaewon. Like, she's obviously, like, you know, when it comes to, like, sales for photo cards and everything, she's 100%.
She's always,
the
like,
highest.
The one that sells out first.
So she's that one in the group. And so, yeah, we got super lucky getting those. And then we also grabbed some. We signed up for ATEENY membership because we wanted to get the AT's photo cards while we're there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was two photo cards per a person, which was pretty cool.
Yes, we got San, Yunho, and Tujong. host.
One Jung Ho E. Chaley. Oh, so lucky.
We are.
I pulled a Son. I'm the one that pulled a Son, just so everyone knows. Mm-hmm. My man, my boy. And he goes obviously for a lot. Mm-hmm. let's see. But yeah, so that was pretty cool in general. We took pictures. They had some like cool pop-up stuff. We took pictures even with like some cutouts of ATs. While we were there.
Yes.
So, I mean, there was, like, small events probably going on every, like, in I guess around LA, you mm-hmm. could say. So you could just find them. Hello 82 is one of the bigger ones that usually hosts stuff like this. Moving on to Coachella, we talked about Lisa. She was there, of course. And she took a picture with Shakira.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was so random. But it was really cool because I really, like, growing up.
Yeah, we all loved Shakira. Damn, yeah.
Like, growing up, I remember watching her, like, shit, like, that was, like, elementary school.
Yep.
Holy shit, she looks fucking fantastic.
She still looks so good.
For her age. Mm-hmm. It was really cool, though, seeing her and Lisa take a picture. And Lisa was, like, holding a vinyl of her, of, like, Shakira. So that's cool. I'm pretty sure it's signed.
Right.
And that's super cool, like, just seeing all that. And then there was another random-ass video where Lisa's just, like, vibing to the music, whatever they're listening to or watching. And then Jada Pinkett Smith, so Will Smith's
wife.
Mm-hmm. She was right behind Lisa.
She's fucking small.
She's tiny.
Like, is she like 4 foot?
Because Lisa is not super tall either, to be honest. Tall. She's tall.
She's
but like
5'7", right?
But like, yeah, like she's, dude, Jada is like, I didn't know she was like tiny. She was super tiny, but it was so random to see her. I was like, wait a second. When I was looking at the video, I was like, why does that shaved head person in the back look familiar?
Right.
That's why it was Jada Pinkett.
You know who else was at Coachella?
Who?
Bang Chan's sister.
Hannah
Bang. She was there.
Such an influencer. She is. My God. Mm-hmm. She's such an influencer.
So she had fun. I feel like she's always here in LA, actually.
Yeah, I mean, is she a full-time like social media person and like artist? Is that what she does? Mm-hmm. Well, good for her. I guess she's making it or at least enjoying life.
I mean, she has like 5 million followers.
And she's enjoying herself, right? So there you go. I mean, good for her. If we saw her, we would have took pictures of her, right?
100%. And she seems really nice with fans. Like, she'll always say hi and like...
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I think one day we'll eventually run into mm-hmm. her, for sure. Our paths will definitely cross one day. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Let's talk about the meat and chunks of K-pop at Coachella, mm-hmm. right? Let's see. So, actually, okay, this is an appetizer still. Mm-hmm. We're about to get into it, Haley. Don't worry. We will talk about ATEEZ and Le Sserafim. But the funny part is, I guess you could say this is related to it already.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of K-pop group fan sites.
Yes, the fan sites.
The fan sites mm-hmm. came here.
Yes.
To watch them at Coachella, right? Because mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, being in Coachella, being in Lollapalooza, these big... Like, even though they're festivals here in the U.S. and, like, us from the U.S., we're kind of used to it, mm-hmm. right? Even globally, I feel like they're huge festivals that, you know, everyone knows about.
Right,
especially
yes.
Coachella is probably the big one that everyone's like, oh, you're going Coachella? That's why all these influencers from, like, Asia and shit, like, all these countries, like, they come here for this. Mm-hmm. So, it's pretty wild. So, it's like a whole thing. But if you're not from the U.S., like, these fan sites, they were very worried, Haley.
They were scared, Haley.
So scared because there's people doing marijuana and drugs right behind them, right next to them.
They're so sheltered over there in Korea.
Jesus, because I mean, you'll get arrested and thrown in jail for life for smoking pot or marijuana. Guess That's what? True. It's legal here in LA and California. Mm-hmm. I think Palm Springs is part of LA County? No, San Bernardino. Doesn't matter. It's legal here.
Yes, it's legal.
So you'll smell pot and weed everywhere. Like,
right.
That's probably how, honestly, thinking about it, that's probably how Coachella smells like now. Because when I went to Coachella, it's before all that stuff was legal. Mm-hmm. So it's funny because, like, oh, man. Like, I guess a lot of these fan sites are so worried and scared. It's like, my goodness. Well, you shouldn't even be scared of someone smoking marijuana because they're going to be like the chillest people. Like the least that you'd have to be worried about. Worry about like drunk people.
But it's just like a culture shock for them. It's not allowed.
They're surrounded by weed and like drug. Like literally, a ton of people like bringing ecstasy, cocaine, all this crazy shit to Coachella. Mm-hmm. So,
well, those are not legal.
Well, those are technically not legal here. And yeah. Yes, that's true. But it's there, though. Mm-hmm. Like, so especially with the weed, though, because that's legal. Oh, man. I'm sure.
Yeah.
The secondhand smoke. Everyone's probably high as kites for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's just funny. Like seeing I think we saw the tweet. One of the fan sites saying that they're scared. Yes. It's just like fun. Like.
Welcome to America.
I'm sure everyone from the U.S. that read it is just like laughing ass off. Because when we saw it, we're like, oh my God. If only you guys knew what you're getting yourselves into. But that was funny as hell. All right. So ATs, Haley, do you want to talk about them? Because a lot of these notes were kind of yours. And the first note on ATs is San was, of course, half naked.
I mean, he was. Like, he just came out on stage and he was wearing a jacket.
Like a blazer jacket?
Underneath was nothing.
Except abs.
Rock hard abs, which is so very San of him. And I feel like a lot of people that don't know ATs know ATs now.
Oh, they did some research for sure. Like, there's a lot of ATs were born that day.
But then you know what's so funny? Because San was like looking really hot with his abs and everything, and like Mingi was like wearing something very. A lot of them were wearing like low cut tank tops and everything, so you could see their chest. But the one person that they were about the most was Jungho. They're like, who?
Sheltered. The sheltered Mongmi.
He was dressed in a fucking full-on suit. But people were like, who is that guy that hit those high notes?
Yeah, because he's the craziest one.
He is crazy. his vocals are insane. But a lot of people were interested in Jungho. And that makes me so happy because, I feel like we all hate to say it, but there's always going to be a least favorite member of a group.
It's like least popular.
Popular, right.
Right.
It's inevitable.
Stray Kids.
We can't like them evenly.
Stray Kids is obvious. It's Seungmin. We know.
And if you say that, no, it's Changbin.
Oh, Changbin in Asia. That's right. That's right. In America, it's a little different.
In America, Changbin is up there.
He's up there.
But in Asia, Changbin is way, way below.
Yeah, that's true. It depends too.
It upsets me because it sucks because I see the way that he's treated, and it's the same.
Oh man, those videos suck.
Yeah, it's the same thing with Jungho. So obviously he's so talented, but then he is not the one that stand a lot as a bias. But a lot of people are asking about him after Coachella, so I was like, yes.
How exciting.
I'm so excited.
Jungho stonks up exactly. To the moon.
And I think a lot of ATs were excited too, and they're like,
yeah, because they're like, oh yay. They're like, yay, someone's taking him.
Because I know ATs hate it when people say bad stuff about Jungho. I get it. And it's you don't want to hear that. I hate it when people say bad shit about Changbin.
Well, obviously, because he's your bias.
Exactly. Though.
So that's kind of... But it's coming from that perspective of what if I'm a Song mm-hmm. and Hongjoon bias?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I wouldn't want people talking bad about Jungho.
No,
same
exactly.
with if I'm a Bang Chan Changbin bias, I don't want to hear people in the U.S. talking bad about Seungmin.
I know.
Because actually, Seungmin is funny as fuck.
Right, exactly.
His English is probably just as good as Felix and Bang Chan almost, if anything, too.
He's so funny.
But you're right, because Jungho, he hits those crazy ass notes.
They're he's ATs is power weapon.
Secret
weapon.
He's the secret weapon. He's the power vocals of the group, and it's cool. At least he got his thing, even though he's fully dressed.
I know.
They always make him look like an uncle or something.
Bitch, maybe he wants to dress like that.
Give him a nip slip.
But the thing is, maybe that's his choice too. We don't know that.
That's true.
San's probably like, yeah. Like, I just
want to I just take my clothes off.
Exactly. So, respect. It might be him. Jungho's choice. So.
Well, especially if you're around a ton of bricks like San and everyone else just around.
I mean, it's just Changbin. I mean, he never wants to show his ass.
Yeah, yeah. I get it.
But
I
we
understand.
Get his arms at least.
You get his arms.
So,
he doesn't want to show his keg.
Jungho, freaking work out your arms or something.
So, but yeah, that's cool though. A lot of people started liking or thinking about Jungho. Because, if you never saw them before, and I remember the first time I saw ATs, I was like, what the fuck? This guy's nuts.
He's going to break glass.
Yeah, it's like that brown note. You're going to shit yourself or something.
It's crazy. And then because I feel like when he said, saying live, like, he hits it even higher. Oh, it's insane.
He goes crazier, yeah.
I'm like, dude, it's not even like that on their actual album, but he goes, like, past the octaves. I was like, damn, okay. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. So, I'm and plus, like, man, like, their choreo's crazy, too.
It is crazy. To be honest. And their live vocals sound the same.
Sound pretty damn good. And then, like, you could see all the, especially, like, Son, you could tell, like, this, they just go all out. This guy, like, wild. It's like, he's sweating.
He's
but,
like a beast,
but
honestly.
It's like, he doesn't feel fatigue.
He's on, like, a natural, like, performance high, I guess. But what was funny is that, like, so they took shots on stage.
That was fucking cool.
I was like,
I wish Le Sserafim took shots on stage.
They should have.
Well, at least the members that are able to legally. Yeah,
yes. Like, well, three of them, right?
Yes, yes.
So, like, but
80s, everyone's old enough.
They are, but San did not drink.
Okay, yeah. So you want to tell everyone why?
It was because he's a lightweight, supposedly. Mm-hmm. I mean, 18, he's out there. Like, correct me if I'm wrong. That's what I read. It's because, like, he did not want to drink because he gets drunk really fast.
And you know what would happen if this man was drunk?
He might be completely naked.
Butt naked. This guy's going to strip down to his birthday suit.
It's not going to be Coachella anymore. It's going to be some kind of strip show.
It's going to be Thunder Down Under.
Exactly. But it was cute because, like, everyone took this shot and then San just did, like, he used his fingers to, like, pretend
The fake shot.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, why is he not taking a shot? Also, after their performance,
yes.
Is not official yet, but they did put it up saying, like, coming soon. So, like, they're going to have a world tour drop pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty much.
We don't know, like, any other information, but
there's going to be a bunch of new 18-y.
There will be.
In, like, in the U.S. and probably globally, you know, people who've come for Coachella that never seen them, like, they're like, oh, 80s. They're such a tease, right?
They are. And then also, 80s was seen and they went to watch The Rose.
That was cool. Like, all of the members, I think, went.
Yeah. And then there was just one funny photo of Hongjoon because his hair is red now and they literally dyed it the day before Coachella because, like, he went to Coachella with blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, he even, like, did posts and everything on Instagram. And then for the actual performance, he has red hair. And it's always a mistake to dye their hair that close to a performance, like brand new red hair dye. Look what happened to Hyunjin.
Just be sweating it's blood, basically.
Bleeding down his face. And that's what happened to him. But there was a funny photo of Hongjoon, and he was wearing, like, a cowboy hat.
It's like on their chill day. Like,
yes, on their chill
they're not,
day.
They're not performing.
No, they're just, like, going around Coachella. And people were comparing him to Shanks.
From One Piece. That was he looked like Shanks.
He legit looked like Shanks.
It was pretty cool.
I was like, oh my god.
That was a cool meme to, like, come across.
You know, they're pirates. 80s are pirates.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's it for 80s.
And it's cool because I think a couple members of the Rose even went to watch 80s. Because the problem is, you know, the Rose was, like, kind of in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
But, like, 80s was, like, they were, like, one of the last ones. I think, like, second to last.
10:45.
They're late, so it's like
PM.
They probably, like, you know, were super tired of the other members from the Rose, but, like, two of them made it out. It was pretty cool. So they were watching them too in the audience. Let's see. I think that's what we have to cover. We'll talk a little bit more still 80s in just a little bit, but we need to talk about Le Sserafim, Haley.
Yeah.
Le Sserafim, they had a great time. Like, the members themselves obviously had a great time with the performance. They had a lot of people also looking forward to their performance.
Yes.
They performed and unveiled a new song.
They did.
I was surprised. We're like, everyone when we watch it, we're like, new song?
They're like, we've never performed it before. This, like, is the first time.
Like, what are you guys talking about? Yeah. And then we never heard of it, but I did my research. The song is going to be called 1-800 Hot and Fun.
Okay.
It's pretty crazy. That, like, all I remember hearing is them saying that they're going to kiss you.
Yes.
So, there's also another thing that I was like, that blew my mind was, do you remember what Yunjin said?
Oh, yes. Let's shake some fucking ass.
So that was
Coachella, are you ready to shake some fucking ass? I think
that
that's
what was
he said.
Pretty awesome to hear her cuss because I'm sure she's been wanting to and dying to. And plus, here in the U.S., as we all know, K-pop artists are unhinged and fucking crazy.
They love to swear.
Didn't 80s swear too or no?
Did they? I don't know.
I think one of them said something like fucking Coachella. I don't remember. I think I did see something like that.
I don't know.
They're unhinged. Maybe. Well, either way, like you could think about RM.
Right, yeah, yeah.
You could think about Blackpink. Oh, I remember Jennie from Coachella.
They love it.
Blackpink Coachella, I think 2019 or something. Like, Jennie's like, are you fucking ready or something? Yeah. I forgot. But basically, they just love throwing
dropping those F-bombs.
It's awesome. Because, like, it's the opposite. When they're in Asia, they're so tamed.
No.
Even, like, Mina, like, she doesn't cuss. But when you see Mina in the U.S., she's unhinged. Mm-hmm. Like, she turns into Sharon.
Right.
So her, like, alter ego here in the U.S. when she dances all crazy and, like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And, like, thirst-trapping us. So it's the same for Le Sserafim. It's cool that they were, like, super excited and doing all that. But Haley, there was a problem.
There was.
A problem that actually ended up... It's, like, I feel like every day has been thrown into my face on my algorithm. Even when I open up posts that are, like, just random posts about... Le Sserafim, mm-hmm. You go to open the comment section, there are going to be tons of people commenting and hating on them.
They're dragging Le Sserafim.
Like, it's pretty bad. It's because the live vocals did not sound that good for Le Sserafim.
It didn't. Like, the only one that was good sounding and very, like, consistent was Chaewon.
Consistency mm-hmm. definitely was Chaewon. Like, 100%. Like, yeah. I already told Haley too. I knew like Yunche's like voice is actually like deep too.
Yeah.
But like you don't hear it that often. Like Haley was surprised too.
Why does Yunche sound so like deep?
That's her normal. That's like her normal like when she's like talking. Or like excited voice. Mm. So that's the thing though, because like I feel like they were like overly excited. Actually, okay, I have to also give credit to Sakura.
Yes.
Because you know, like even before this, she was getting so much like hate and dragged on also. About her live vocals, you know, like when they do the post performances, when they win stuff for the music shows. Yeah, the Korean music shows. But she was practicing, you know, obviously, you know, the veteran and profesh that she is. And she sounded really good. To be honest, she was pretty consistent too.
Because I feel like their mics were not.
That's the thing too.
Either.
It was kind of like sometimes like it felt like some of their mics were like it was loud. Then all of a sudden it got quiet.
Right. Like, so the sound
was like weird because, like you know, like you said, ATEEZ was pretty like spot on mm-hmm, for the most mm-hmm. most of the performance.
Yes,
but like it was kind of weird for that with Le Sserafim. Like it was kind of weird, like it because the backtracking was there, but you could hear their voices.
Yeah,
like, it was pretty loud, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it's the audio between the you know the stream itself because mm-hmm. maybe it sounded fine
in person,
mm-hmm. but it felt like almost like it was cutting in and out. So it was like weird, like it's like quiet. And then you just hear backtracking and all of a sudden you hear voices. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, because there was problems. Even like we know Yunjin is good. The thing is, Yunjin, if we, you know, all fear nots know this. She is very, how can you say this? Emotionally excitable.
Mm-hmm.
She gets super excited and pumped for a lot of stuff. And she's loud enough already. I feel like, you know, she did a good job like for most of it.
Yeah.
But like there's some parts where she's just screaming. So it doesn't sound like. It's not the tone is not there.
Like I feel like their scream singing did not translate well.
Yeah, so
I know like it's Coachella, it's a festival. Yes, artists do scream and tell like the crowd to like, you know, to hype them up. But for some reason like for Le Sserafim it just didn't work.
Like it didn't sound good.
It just sounded like their vocals were like cracking. It wasn't stable. Like I don't know.
And that's the sucky part because that's like what they got so much, mm-hmm. so much like hate about, and you know people like you said dragging them. So there's a lot of like antis that you're like they're feasting on this.
Yeah, and then they keep comparing them to Blackpink. They're like Blackpink was so good at Coachella. Which
fair enough.
Yes, they were fucking amazing.
I watched. Blackpink's Coachella, and I even rewatched some videos. Yeah, they're freaking stable
their
and stuff.
Their vocals are amazing.
They're like pretty consistent. Yeah, but like mm-hmm. at the same time, I mean, it's still a different group, and like I don't know what really to say. It's just. I guess it was just a bad example.
I feel like because Le Sserafim has not performed in the U.S. yet as like a big. Concert like festival they've gone to BlizzCon but that one was like small.
That's kind of different. Yeah, BlizzCon doesn't.
This is for like people that are fans and then for
music fans in general.
Fans that have never mm-hmm. heard of them before, so it's
or
like,
not just music fans, influencers now,
influencers. Yeah, so like they've never heard of Le Sserafim before, and like
this is the opportunity to show them and impress. You're right,
but I don't know.
The ball was kind of dropped, and it's also like one of the big things too. To be honest, let's be fair. Also, their choreo, a lot of their choreo is kind of crazy.
It is.
Like, there's a lot. Okay, so like even the simple choreo that some of their parts of their music and songs is more simple, right? But then a lot of it is kind of crazy. There's a lot of movement, a lot of intricate stuff. Mm-hmm. The thing is, even this, like the easier ones where they're just booty shaking, yeah, you're still moving your booty and like your whole body has to move. So it's kind of like, you know, that'll affect. I feel like out of all like a lot of different choreo and stuff, like, yeah, you'll get tired and everything. Yeah. So like it'll like destabilize it. But it's I know we could use that as an excuse. I know that we can. And partly it possibly is. Maybe. But at the same time, like, we've seen ATs perform, and their choreo's crazy. We've seen Stray Kids perform. Their choreo's fucking crazy, right, too.
And their, like, and vocals are so stable.
It's fairly stable. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like, you know, like, I, like, trust me. Like, Le Sserafim is still, like, I think number three, right? My top three.
You're right.
So, it's not like I'm going to defend them, but at the same time, I'm trying to be reasonable. Like, I'm still a bias of them. Like, so I in a way, like, I wish like they weren't like, I don't want to say that not to be excited, because they should be excited, right, to perform at something like this. I'm sure even Yunjin, you know, coming, like, you know, being basically American, right, to be able to perform at Coachella, that's huge for her.
The thing is, like, I hope that they do better on the weekend.
Second week, yeah, me too.
I hope so. I am sure they've seen all this.
100%. You want to know why I think they've seen it? I think Sakura posted like almost like a, it's not really an apology letter. Like, she did a Weverse post saying like, you know, she was excited, happy, thank you for like your support, like, you know, that general stuff. But I feel like in a way you can tell she's addressing like the negative stuff too, right? So like they're aware, 100% they're aware. That's you know, I haven't even like, because they've been posting about that stuff and been active. Mm-hmm. The people, the two I haven't really seen been active though, it's like Kazuha and Unche. Mm-hmm. And you know, those two, like them two are like the ones, if you have to compare like the vocal stuff, mm-hmm, they're probably like, they're not at the same level as Che, Sakura, and Yunjin. Because I mean, like, those three also, they were like in a lot of other groups before.
Right.
You
got to
remember, they have tons of experience. Like, Sakura's the ultimate veteran.
13.
Like, so, and then, like, Sakura's been doing this like half her life, right? Basically. And then Che and Yunjin are like very good, and they're like, Chaewon, like, this performance for me, I told Haley, I was like, I see Chaewon is the ace.
Yes.
She's 100% the ace. The stability, the vocals, and like even the dancing, she's like, I always thought for some reason, like, in my head, I'm a Yunjin bias. I thought Yunjin would be, but like, it's,
you
like,
know why now.
But now Chaewon is like the one that you could depend on.
Right.
Right? Like the dependable one, like, for anything, just like how Han is for Stray Kids, you could say, right?
Right, he's the ace, but he's would be not the ace. Leader, though.
Yeah, of course. You don't have to be the leader to be the ace. Because, like, freaking Jungkook. I think of Jungkook as the ace for BTS. Ace. But, yeah, it was cool to see. And I'm glad, like, it's nice that it happened. And they have a second weekend to perform again.
I hope it's streamed so we can hear it.
We're going to be watching Spy Family, though.
But, I mean, you can replay the stream.
That's true. Yeah. I hope we could check it out.
And I'm sure people will film them.
So. Not just Sakura posting. Did you know that Chaewon also posted on her IG story? She posted Doja Cat. She was Doja Cat's performance. But the part that she uploaded to her IG story was Doja Cat holding up her middle finger the whole time. Like, because think about, like, people, okay, so there's, like, people that think, like, oh, it's just, you know, coincidence. Mm. It's possible. There's people saying that it was obvious. She posted it because of all the criticism, like all the haters and all that stuff, right? That's also possible. But in my head, I'm like, you know, like, I think that might be the reason, because like Doja Cat had a full performance, and you could put any part of the performance.
Maybe she just thought on it was your story. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, see, that's why you go back and forth. I feel like it's a combination of both a little bit, because after the criticism, she took it down too. Okay, so I mean, like, she also could be saving face too, like, from the criticism, but like, I mean, I'm like in the end, we know they're aware,
right? Of course, see everything.
They see and hear about everything, and I'm sure like the managers tell them too, or like the company, like, you know, like it's always mentioned. So, I mean, in terms of stability, like, let's hope. And then people are comparing them to, like, Baby Monster now because Baby Monster's doing good in the... Like, we like Baby Monster now, too, but it's, like, still different.
Right.
Throw Baby Monster into Coachella, like, out of nowhere, right?
But their vocals are really good.
They're good, too. Like, I mean, I'm not saying... But, like, we it could be still a different experience, right. You know? So, we'll see what happens. Weekend 2, all eyes will be on Le Sserafim and Jungho and Son. For yes. other reasons. Let's see what happens. The other thing that I want to complain about. First off, actually one thing that I put here too. I almost forgot to mention. So the crazy thing is like Le Sserafim, they got a lot of exposure too, right?
They did.
For the wrong reasons. Mm-hmm. But the crazy part is it's like our friend Zach sent this to us. So their the IG followers on Le Sserafim's like official account dropped. I'm like, what?
It's like, why would you do that?
Like, after just one bad performance, like, oh, man. That just kind of opens your eyes and this is how toxic.
It's like they didn't do anything wrong.
This is how toxic, like, K-pop stans and stuff are sometimes. Yeah. It's like, oh, like, just because they look bad, you're just going to just give up on them?
Say or bye.
Like, you think they make you look bad?
Bye.
I don't know.
See ya, bye. We can have more hope for us to get
more chances
tickets.
For us for better tickets when they have a world tour. I don't care.
Don't come see them. That's fine.
Yeah, you don't deserve to. But it sucks. It's like, oh, because of that, like they're gonna lose followers. Mm-hmm. Like if you're one of those people, like, okay, please don't buy tickets when they tour. Just stay out of it, please. Okay, so but the one thing I want to complain about, Haley, I think everyone in our like K-pop group chat complained about this because it was horrible. The fucking camera work.
Oh, man.
And the fucking smoke effects person. Whoever thought of the smoke effects, you need to be fired. Because, like...
It's stupid because it covers...
You can't see shit. It's not even... It's not a light smoke. It's like a fucking...
Fog.
It's like a fog, like a cloud.
Yeah.
That just blocks everything. And you literally release it during, like, ATEEZ's best part of...
Right, bouncy.
Bounce, yeah. Like, when they're going... They're doing the stuff we want to see. And with the Le Sserafim, you're releasing this smoke cloud when they're doing smart. And it's, like, doing... They're doing the buddy... The booty thing.
Yeah.
Like, what? Like, I couldn't see...
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? I can't see Son!
Even if you were there, you couldn't see it either. It was the fucking... That was the worst... idea, right. The worst timing. Mm-hmm. It's like they did that to piss us all off. What, you don't want us to see the most iconic parts of their iconic songs.
Right.
That was the... Okay. Weekend 2. Please, I hope someone talked to them.
Do not have a smoke
just
machine.
Leave that. There's no point. Like, all the special effects are on behind the artists. Like, the whole stage is crazy.
Yeah.
Why cover them? Like, the smoke effect just so literally dumb. Just blocked
Everything. Yeah.
Like, and it was worse because it was those smoke effects just happened to come on during the most iconic dance parts of each song.
Right. It's like, I want to see them get down and get bouncy. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? I want to be smarter and see those booties moving up and down. Like, what the... Okay, so, and then not along with that, it's like we complain also about the camera work because, like, they were like... Like, there was, like, whoever's, okay, maybe the cameras in general, like, the camera people, they can't control everything. It's whoever's in control of cutting to the different cameras.
Right, right.
Because, like, literally for Le Sserafim, there's a fucking GoPro blocking us for, like, half the damn performance from the back. Mm-hmm. They cut to, like, the left and the right cameras after they're walking away.
Right.
Like,
they missed Kazuo's part.
They're on the wrong members mm-hmm. when, like, during specific parts. It's like, what is going on? Fly in someone from Korea, like, or you know, one of these Korean, like, the cameramen and camera people to, like, be the orchestra of, like, doing the cuts right. because they know what and where and when mm-hmm. to, like, look at the members. It's like, it blows my mind. It was so bad. That was fucking...
Like, half the time, it wasn't even on the ATEEZ. Camera, I'm like, what the fuck is it filming? Like, an empty stage.
The camera people were so lucky there were that smoke effects, or we would be shitting on the camera people alone. Yeah. But no, I want to see that person in the back alley, whoever did the smoke effects.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to find out their name, and I'm going to write them in a death note.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not kidding. I'm not going to kill them. But for real, it's like, I'm just going to ask them, what the hell are you thinking? So that's my rant for Coachella. Let's mm-hmm. hope Weekend 2 is a lot better mm-hmm. for the group. Well, ATEEZ is fine.
Right.
if anything, if for weekend two, my only hope is Jung Ho, we could see his nipples.
No.
And also Son takes a shot.
Oh,
so yeah. We could see more than just nipples.
Oh my God. No.
And my second hope for Le Seraphim, and I hope that, like, okay, like in general, I just hope they tone, like, they control their vocals, because
yeah.
I know they're excited, they're pumped up, but show us that you guys are Le Seraphim and mm-hmm. you guys were chosen by HYBE for a reason,
right? To like
stabilize and like just like forget like screaming your lungs out mm-hmm. from excitement, just control and actually sing like you would sing,
right?
Yeah. For the performance, that's, you don't have to scream because we could hear you because you have the microphones.
Yeah,
that's what the microphones and the sound system is mm-hmm. for. So that's what I'm hoping for. And my third hope is to fucking, I hope the smoke machine exploded or something happened and it's broken.
Take it away.
I hope someone smashed it up.
How about they just put bubbles or something instead?
Yeah, like, what the fuck? It should have been bubbles. Oh my God, a fucking, it's not even a smog machine. It's like, or like a fog machine. That'd be worse if it was a smog machine. It wasn't even a fog machine. It was literally like a smoke screen.
Yeah.
Like, fog should just be like minimal and on the floor.
Right.
This one is like, you can't see shit. Right. So mm-hmm. get that shit. Stop it with that shit. And maybe tell people not to put their damn fucking GoPro like cameras like high up in the air.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Like, if they're in the center, because like it makes no sense. Yeah. You're going to be blocking everything. And that's the end of my voice and my rant for Coachella. But there's Coachella in a nutshell. And if you saw how big the audience was, yeah, Haley was right. It's a good thing we didn't go. I think it's a good time to woosah. Calm down. Take a deep breath, Haley. Take it in and out. Yes. Grab some in and out as well. Take a bathroom break. Get some water. This is where we're going to remind everyone that you're still here tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast. Talk a lot about K-pop every Thursday, so join us here. We're pretty much available on all streaming platforms, so if you're here and you're still enjoying this talk and you haven't yet, I don't know why you haven't, but you should give us a like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, give us a rating. Ratings always help. 5-star Michelin is always nice to have. Haley, what else can they do and what can they do with it?
Do with it. Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast, and send us DMs on Instagram if you want to chat K-pop, and then check out our feed if you want to watch our concert videos. Yeah,
we haven't posted a lot recently, but we'll start again starting to get back into the swing of things, all right? Mm-hmm. And let's get started. Man, we're ready. We're this deep into the podcast. It's a long episode. Sorry. But BTS, Haley, let's do it.
So BTS, I do have like some very random news that also includes Stray Kids and BTS. So like, here's your Stay Army Crom.
Like those.
So this is still like very random to me. So Lino, Cha Eun-woo from ASTRO, visited Jungkook at his military base, and they went to a K-barbecue restaurant together.
Yum.
What is really random to me is Lino being there.
And I was like, oh,
wait, so what is he doing there?
So Lino's cool with, yeah.
I was like, since when was Lino friends with Jungkook? Like, honestly, Bang Chan, yeah, okay, I get it, because they're 97 liners. And like, Cha Eun-woo, right, because like, they've been together before, but then Lino, of all
It's just he
wasn't
invited. I think like, Cha Eun-woo like just took him with him.
Of all people,
when is Lino's birthday? What's his year? Do you know off the top of your head? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. He's not 97 long.
No,
he's younger,
not.
Right? Yeah, he's way younger than Bang Chan.
Why can't I remember his? Because he's not my bias.
Okay, you don't have to be. All right, Haley, continue talking.
But he's a year younger than Bang Chan.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Continue. You don't have to look at me and like tell me.
He
okay,
always
cool.
puts me on the spot. Cool. If you ask me anything about Lino, I'm just going to tell you right now, I don't know because he's not my bias.
I get it.
As a lot of people are shocked because everybody loves Lino, and I'm just like, I love Changbin, so you know. But yeah, that was very random. Speaking of Jungkook, he made an Instagram account for BAM.
His doggy. His little doggo. He's not actually not a little doggo. It's big doggo.
Yes. He put under his profile Bam's dad, and then his account is BowWow_Bam.
And I love that Bam put his own information himself, right? Because Bam put under his profile info, bark, 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 bark.
Man, Jungkook. Okay. So, and he already has like 4.6 million as of this recording, but I'm pretty sure it's more than that now.
I'm about to make my own official Yontan, like Instagram or something.
I mean, like, why hasn't Tae done that yet? Maybe he will follow Jungkook's footsteps. But Jin also blessed us with his monthly video for ARMY.
Of course.
He said that he has 60 days left until he comes back from the military. As of this recording, it's probably 55 days. So we're like almost
there. He's almost here.
He's almost coming back. Home. A lot of people are excited, of course, to see Jin back. Tae, he updated his stories on Instagram. And I have to look at a screenshot. I forgot that I put this.
Oh, for Tae?
What did I even put? Do I even have a screenshot for him?
Are you sure? Like, what do you... Okay. What happened with your screenshot? What are you talking...
I don't know why I put C screenshot here. But he said...
Maybe you have it. Did you look? Oh, nothing.
Nothing. I have, like...
Yeah, I see Liz. I see Liz from Hive. There's nothing. There has to be something.
No, there's nothing.
Okay, do you remember what it was about or entailing? Can you just, like, off the top of your head, think about what it is?
I do have the screenshot. It's right here. So he did post on his Instagram story, and he was, like, updating ARMY about, you know, how he's doing in the military. He said that he is now 75 kilograms and he's been working beefy. Out hard.
Beefy Tae.
And then he also did post a photo on his Instagram of his back with his battle scars from training, he said. So he's been working out really hard.
Who is this? Is he like trying to be like Namjoon now, just showing off his back to everybody?
Yeah, of course. I mean, he wants to gain weight and muscle, and that's his goal while he's in the military. So I'm pretty sure we're all going to get very ripped BTS members when they come back.
It's true. I mean, look at Monsta X. Like, when they came back, like Shonu, I was like, damn.
I'm honestly like curious to see Jin. I feel like we've been seeing, like, all these videos of him, but these were, like, before he left.
That's kind of true, huh?
You know?
You don't see as much as him. I see a lot of, like, Hobie stuff, too.
Namjoon. I barely see any Jimin stuff.
That's true. Oh, Jimin is the one that least.
Jimin's in hiding.
He's, like, the least, for sure.
Also, there's going to be a BTS official pop-up. Wow, a pop-up, and they're not even, like, actively promoting.
Let's hope it's good, because some of them are big letdowns, especially the ones here in LA.
They are, but then these ones are gonna be in Seoul and Tokyo, so I have high hopes for them. It's not like the freaking, what was that one that they had for
that
BTS?
That fucking bulletproof one that was here? That was
proof, right?
Proof one, yeah. That was horrible.
So the BTS pop-up is going to be called Monochrome. I don't know too much about it because they just posted like a teaser video of it today. But they are going to be in Seoul starting April 26th till May 12th. And then they're also going to be in Tokyo, Jakarta, Bangkok. LA is the only the only US city. Thank God. And then Manila, they'll also be going there too. BTS.
No, you were right. No, that's the only North America.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're not going.
I didn't know
else.
Why you correct you. You're like North America. Oh no. I mean, technically it's US, but North America is bigger. So you're right. It's like
right.
On a bigger scale. Thinking about it, yeah, this is the only North American stop in LA, and like you said, all of these are like running just for like 10 days, if not like
yes.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty short.
We'll get to see what it's all about once the one in Korea starts, like, next week. BTS has also been teasing ARMY with social media posts about the Monochrome logistics. And it basically, like, shows a shipment package for ARMY, and it's inviting them to, like, collect their shipment. I have no idea what this is about. I mean, I'm sure like within the next few days we'll find out.
This is high marketing right here, right?
Yeah, they're being very like suspicious about it.
That sounds about right.
But ARMY are speculating it is a pre-release for their upcoming album in 2025. So, like, I feel like BTS has been planning this for a long time, and they know that they're in the military right now, but they will always be relevant even though they're not here.
Well, of course. They are BTS, of course.
Right. So I feel like even though that they've been in the military, like all of the members now, I still feel like they're here because like Hobi dropped a full-on fucking album.
I still can't believe Jin is coming back. That's how good they did such a good job staggering it and just slowly putting out like different things for BTS.
They planned it really well.
Jin is coming back in 50-ish days.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Already.
Like I said, hopefully we have like Super Salmon or something.
Yes.
And I hope he Twitch streams for us and like does rage games.
I want him to drop his own album, like an actual album just for Jin.
We'll see.
And he can feature as many artists as he wants. He might even do Coldplay again. Who knows?
Ooh, probably.
So Stray Kids.
Oh, okay. Finally.
Fuck. I'm tired, guys. I'm so tired. Stray Kids is having a comeback, supposedly, on June 16th.
Uh-oh. Brace yourself, Haley.
I am.
Oh, because you know what?
Not ready.
You know what happens when there's a comeback announced.
Well, I'm waiting for this. Honestly, like, I'm waiting for their tour dates to be dropped so I can fucking know when they're coming here and, like, know when we can leave the country.
Okay, didn't we kind of like talk about like the possibilities of a tour? Okay, so what were the things?
I speculated that they would be coming here around September to October.
Why is that though? Because you said like what's going on in July and
July
early
they're
September.
Going to be in Europe for those festivals, like the second week of July. And then
first week of August
is Chicago Lollapalooza.
And to be honest, because Lollapalooza, that week of Lollapalooza is literally 1 week before KCON. It's possible they might be coming KCON again.
Do not,
because they're in the U.S.
Here. Do not come.
I really
here.
Think they're gonna be coming here. I think so. I think they're gonna come to KCON again.
I really hope they don't. Like, please don't.
Because it would make sense going KCON here in LA, then they fly to the East Coast to Chicago,
right? Because they'll have like
in the
a
same week. It's the
and
perfect
then, what
timing.
What would they do? Oh, maybe fucking like film music videos or something while
like,
they're here.
As always, yeah, I think it's gonna happen.
I
know
do
you don't
too,
want it to,
and I don't want it to because I'm like, man.
It's going to be horrible in terms of like ticket sales.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like once Stray Kids or like ATEEZ comes to KCON, it's just like, damn
madness.
It's madness to and get tickets.
I hope they freaking do KCON in like the big South Hall this time. Mm-hmm. I hated that they moved it to the smaller hall. Oh my God.
So like with their comeback predicted to be June, I mean, people did say the 16th. I don't know if that's, like, official yet. But June is the date, the month, that they'll be having a comeback. So, like, I'm pretty sure we'll be getting pre-orders soon for, like, an album. And a teaser trailer will probably drop at the end of this month. And then because all of May is going to be, like, the teaser pics, the concept photos. Because you know how it is with, like, K-pop albums. They promote and drop all these concept photos and teasers for a whole month. I mean, that's what ZB1 has been doing. And their comeback's not until, what, like, May? And we're already getting, like, concept photos now.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can already get the pre-orders for the album. So prepare yourself and your wallet. Stay, because that's coming up.
It's time. It's time to break the wallets and the credit cards out again.
Also, this one is random too, because they are also releasing a digital single called Lose My Breath, and it's featuring Charlie Puth, and it's going to be on May 10th, and pre-orders are already out right now. So it's just a digital single. It doesn't come with any inclusions. There's no photo cards or anything like that. I don't know what's going to be on the cover, but you can pre-order it, and I think it's $1.99.
Wonderful. They I told Haley, this is the same thing they did for Le Sserafim and the same thing they did for Twice.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't come with It's like a sleeved CD. It doesn't come with anything else. It doesn't come with photo cards or anything like that. So, like, taper your expectations. There's a reason why it's $2, okay?
I'm passing on it. It's also only available on the US. So, like, no international fans can buy it. So, there's that. Bang Chan on Bubble. Well, I guess here's some more Stray Kids and ARMY crumbs. He did mention that he was listening to Namjoon's song Wildflower, and that was his late night song recommendation for Stay.
It's a good song.
I love that song. I was like, oh my god. Also, he said that Bang Chan, he said that he stayed up watching Big Brother Tiger JK's performance at Coachella because well, we didn't even mention any of this.
Oh, that's
stuff.
True. Yeah, there was Rising. A lot. 88 Rising. Yeah, yeah.
So Tiger JK was part of that lineup for 88 Rising during Coachella, and he did perform Top Line because that's the song that he was featured in with Stray Kids. So that was pretty cool to see. But there was a lot of other different artists there, like Jackson Wang and BB. Like their
Oh shit! How can we forget
was
that
crazy.
Too?
It was their chemistry was
those
fucking amazing.
Were good. Yeah, they look
like,
pretty damn good.
Dates, please.
I'm surprised they aren't.
I know.
After
I was
seeing
like,
that.
Wow. Okay. Also, Hyunjin did an Instagram live recently, and I just thought it was really cute because I feel like this is a thing now. Everyone's mimicking Felix's Australian accent because during a live, he did say, like, it was like a group live, and then Felix was like, "Hello, everybody. That's very nice." And, like, he said it in a very Australian accent, and now everyone mimics him like a parrot.
Damn, I'm surprised you didn't make it as... That was not as Aussie as I thought you could.
Sorry, that's very nice.
There you go, that's more like it.
So, like, Hyunjin was just, like, saying that because a stay had asked, where did that phrase come from? And he's like, that's all Yongbok. And he was just like, that's very nice. That's very nice. Hyunjin, that's very nice. And I was
Calm down.
They sound like little parrots. That's pretty much it. I don't want to get into the other drama for them because I feel like that's a lot.
It's a lot to talk about, huh? Like, you want to just give a small preview of like what it kind of is
I'll
about?
Save that for next week. I'm sure a lot of stay already know it. And I am very disappointed because like I did buy from this company, SLBS. It's the company that did a lot of merch for Stray Kids for the Android Samsung Galaxy phones. We did go buy stuff from them last year because they were promoting Skazoo for the phone. They had like pop sockets. They had like key charms.
We posted about it.
We
did a lot of, we talked about it a lot. Yeah.
I'm so disappointed because like, honestly, their merch is amazing and it was like really accessible for global fans too, but they fucked up basically. And like, I don't think Stray Kids is going to be in contract with them anymore.
Oh, we'll talk about it next week
because I have too much and I'm like, my voice is going away.
It's slowly slipping away.
Yeah, because
we're pretty far in here. So, but if you're still here, we just wanted to say that we appreciate you all for still sticking with us. And don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, notification bell, follow. That all helps. Even the rating. A rating is always nice, depending wherever you're listening on. Just if you can, leave us a rating if you're enjoying this. 5 stars and up is always nice. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at PermissionToStanPodcast.
So again, thank you for joining us as always until the next episode next Thursday. Thank you for joining. And as always, everyone take care, stay safe. We're going to be seeing Yoasobi.
We are tomorrow.
And we're going to be watching the Spy Family movie.
Yes.
In theaters on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Can't wait. So everyone take care, stay safe. And as always,
peace.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.